have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome, welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Miguel Live Ryan. You know, I am super excited that the Lord blessed us this morning. Can we just love on him for a moment, that he gave us breath, that he gave us life, that he allowed us to see today, no matter what today brought, that we are in his care. We are in his will. And we want to say thank you to him. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the mercy. He didn't have to do it. Amen. But he did. And he loves us ever so much. And I'm super excited today that he would love us so much that he would give us not only another opportunity to praise his name, but he would give us an opportunity to lift him on high. Listen, there is something about praising God like never before. When we praise him, we understand he is in control and there is none like him. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is our Lord. He is our Savior, and he loves us with an everlasting love. Today, oh my God, we're going to talk today about a father's love. Hallelujah. We're going to believe God that his love is more than enough. We want to share with you on today how important this love is. And if you don't know him, we say this every week, we want you to get to know him while you still yet have breath, while you still can make up your mind, while you can make an informed decision to serve him. There's none like him. Hallelujah. None like him at all. I want you to know that he is God, and besides him, there is no other. Listen, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Rice, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. God is so faithful. He is so just. He is so kind. You know, I am super excited about his love on today. Did you experience anything on this week that only God could have done for you? Only God could have opened the door for you and did it. I know he's done something for you, and we want to lift him up on today. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, hallelujah, hallelujah, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Let us go to the throne and pray this morning and this afternoon, wherever you may be listening from. We want to lift up the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your love. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your peace on today. We ask that you be God, that you are in control of every situation in our lives, oh God. And we're laying the root, the axe at the root to any and all things that are not like you, and loosing your anointing, oh God, that you may reveal to us about your love in a time like now, that we will hear your voice, that we will know you yet reign and that you have your being. We thank you in advance. We ask that you save on today, heal on today, deliver on today. Let your perfect will be done, and we will glorify you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I am excited today because we're talking about a father's love. Amen. I want you to know there are some names that we call our daddy. I know some of you call yours Big Daddy and, you know, Dad and Daddy and Daddo and Pops and all of those things. But I want you to know, because I feel so strongly in my spirit, even if it's no more than for us on today, that there is something when you have a father that loves you and that cares about you, who's concerned about your heart, your mind, your spirit. He's concerned about your growth, your development. He's concerned about everything that needs to take place in your life. He is God. Amen. Who is like unto you, God? El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. That's what that means. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. Let's talk about that. He's a mighty God. Have you ever seen him move in such a way that you know nobody could have done what was done but him? It's the love of God. El Elyon, the Most High God. He's the Most High. There's none higher than him. There's none that can take his place that's stronger than he is. Adonai, he's our Lord and Master. Yahweh, he's the Lord, Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. He's the Lord. He's the one that protects us and keeps us and helps us in everything that we go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's amazing. He's Jehovah Ra, the Lord, my shepherd. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. He's able to heal on today. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. He's the Father of love, and he wants to heal, and he wants to bless, and he wants to deliver on today. Jehovah Shammah, hallelujah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Tsitsikanu, the Lord, our righteousness. Woo! He's our righteousness. When things are wrong in our life, he brings righteousness to it. Jehovah Mekodeshikim. Okay. The Lord who sanctifies you. Hallelujah. El Olam, the everlasting God. Elohim, he's God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. He's God. Ha. He's God. Yes. Juana, he's a jealous God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Do you hear all those names that he has? But yet he's wise enough to answer you and I when we pray. He's wise enough to hear our prayers. He knows what we need and how we need it. He won't fail us. He won't disappoint us. He will give us what we need in this life that we can call on his name and he be lifted up. I want you to know he's a great God. He's a mighty God. And he cares about us ever so much. I want to talk to that person today that maybe you don't have a father. Maybe your father and his sons be with the Lord, and you of this time of year have a hard time dealing with the fact that your father is not there. With all those names of God, I want you to know you can call on him. You can depend on him. You can love on him. He'll never disappoint you. He's always there for you. He will give you everything you need and more. He cares about you. He's the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He's the one that looks after you. Perhaps your father just died, and maybe you're feeling a little lost and lonely. I'm here to tell you that our God is able to give you strength, to give you peace, to give you what you need. And when it seems like life is gone on and it seems like there's just not enough that you're receiving from this life because you miss your loved one so much, I want you to know he's always there. He just wants us to rest in him. Anybody ever been on a pool and you have those inflatables? And when you lay on the inflatables, it's up above the water. And the water just kind of takes you on in the direction it needs to go. Listen, that love, that anointing, that peace, that joy is always there. He cares about you so much, and he wants you to rest in him. I said it. He needs you to rest in him. Why? Because when you rest in him, he can become all to you that you need. See, we talk about the relationship with God, but when we live that relationship with God, we will find that he has something that will blow our minds. Hallelujah. He will give us the strength we need. He will give us the peace we need. He will give us what we need because he loves us that much. Do you know sometimes people around you may not know what you need? What do I mean? When you're before the Lord, hallelujah, and you're seeking his faith, you're believing him for the impossible. You're believing him for his word. I encourage you to hold on, stand strong in the power of his might. He will never leave you. He will never fail you. He's always going to send who and what you need at the time you need it. I'm so grateful for our Elation family, and I'm grateful for our family and those that love on us in the name of Jesus. I am so grateful that God hears and answers prayers. I'm grateful that he doesn't forget about the things that are important to you. You know, I know that there are times when we just have to trust he's going to make it all right. No matter what you're going through, he's going to make it all right. He's going to give you the strength to go through it. He's going to give you the peace that you need. He's not going to forget about you. He's going to show you his love. He's going to show you his grace. He's going to show you his mercy. Have you ever made a mistake and felt like God didn't love you? I want to tell you about a father's love that loves you. Would you follow with me in Psalm 23? It reads as such. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that good news? That no matter what you've been through in your relationship with God, that he is there for you. He cares about what is on your mind. He cares about how you are functioning, what's going on in your life. He cares, and he will not make a mistake. Even when you don't understand his choices, he's always on time. He's always doing what's right. He's always making a way out of no way. He will never fail you. He'll never give up on you. He'll always be there for you. Do you have anybody else that you can call on 24/7? When you mess up so bad and you know you need mercy and grace, do you know how much he loves you to give you that? That he won't throw it up in your face? Because he said that as far as from the east is from the west. That's how far our sins are from him. As far as the east is from the west, he won't let you feel like you're so horrible or you're so bad that he can't draw you in. He cares about you. He loves you. He wants you to understand that he is good and that he cares. You know, when I was younger, you know, I would hear the older folk talk about God, and they would shout all over the church, and they would do all these things. And I would look at them, and I said, wow, this God is amazing that they would take the time on a Sunday morning, a Wednesday night, for Bible study, to give him the glory, to give him the honor for who he is in their life, and love on them so much that they had no doubt of coming back the following week to So just continue to lift up his name. But you know what I love about him? You can lift him up in your home. You can lift him up in your car. You can lift him up in your bedroom. You can lift him up in your kitchen. You can lift him up on the street. You can encourage somebody else to know that his love for them is real. Just living your life is an example to show him how much he loves you and how much he cares. And somebody will see it. You know, we are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We have a responsibility to be a witness, to tell somebody else, not just go to service, not just read our Bibles, not just stay amongst ourselves, but we are to be lights in a dark world. We are to be in a place where somebody can understand he is God and he is God all by himself. He is God all by himself. I want to share another scripture with you. St. Matthew 11:28-30. The word of God says this: Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is he telling us there? Whatever is weighing you down, whatever is giving you the ability to not enjoy this life, not enjoy having the joy of the Lord in your life. See, you should have joy no matter what you go through. There is joy in everything that we experience with the Lord. I know you're saying, well, you don't know the household I was raised in. There is still joy because in that, he gave you life. And he gave you the opportunity to change the trajectory of what you've seen, what you've experienced, to become better and to be able to make a statement with your life. But here's the thing. You've got to give him the glory. You've got to be willing to say to him, I know that you are the one that gives all the, you get all the glory. Because if I take your glory, you say you're a jealous God. And who wants to deal with Quanah? The name for him is Quanah, to be a jealous God. Who wants to deal with a God that feels like you can't be trusted, you can't be loved on, because you don't know how to give him his praise and his glory? I wanted to stop by and let you know today, great is our God. And greatly is he to be praised. He knows what you're going through. He knows how you feel. He knows that in the midst of everything, he's still working things out in your favor. But here's the thing. You've got to trust in the Lord. Trust in him. And be of good courage. Because I know he's going to strengthen your heart. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to help you to become all that you need to be for his glory. Because when it's all said and done, we should be keeping a tab on how many souls we're bringing into the kingdom of God. That's what pleases him. That's what brings him joy. To build the kingdom of God, that if somebody will get to know him like you and I, that they can rest in him like you and I, that they can fall back in his love and know that he won't desert them. He won't turn his back on them, but he'll love on them in such a way that they've never experienced love like that before. Are you experiencing his love? Are you experiencing the fullness of God? I'm not talking about the actions of the things we do. I'm talking about the worshiping, the place you go before him when you're broken, the place where you go before him just to say hallelujah, You don't have to ask him for nothing. Just say, thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I praise you. You are worthy to be praised. Are you in that place where he can count on your worship? Are you in that place? Do you trust him enough that when it ain't working out your way, that you'll still give him your very best praise? You'll still say, thank you, Lord. You'll still say, I worship you, because without you, I am nothing. I am nothing without you. I miss my earthly father. He was a great man, good provider, kept us laughing, not a perfect man. But I thank God for him being in my life. I need somebody to hear this today. If you're at odds with a father that's living and you recognize you can make the relationship better, do it while you have time. See, when my dad died, I had no regrets. You should never regret when a parent leaves, because when you love them while they're here, it may be hard to miss them, but you have no regrets. See, we need to make sure we're restoring these relationships so that God be glorified, that family members can be saved. Because who knows, maybe someone's watching your relationship, and maybe they can't come to God because they see the things that they feel or unbalanced. Trust God today. Ask him to make it right. Ask him to give you strength. Ask him to give you peace so that you don't have to regret anything. Sometimes on a sickbed and a deathbed, some people can't hear. But while you have breath and they have breath, make the most out of what God can do in that relationship. Let God lead you, guide you, and direct you. And that he will help you to have everything you need and more. Help you. Because there's always something in forgiveness. There's always something in forgiveness. And while you yet have breath, forgive. Make it right. Heal. Understand. Tomorrow's not promised, but he is good when he gives us an opportunity to correct something. I want you to know I love you on today. And I want you to know that there's so much more to living this life. To give God your all means just that. Give him your all. He never asked you if you felt like it. He never asked you if you wanted to. He said to give you your all. And when you live a life where you give him your all, not only is he glorified, but the anointing on your life will shine even the more, because he knows the directions we all go in. I want to thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I'm super excited today. I have a very special guest, someone I love dearly. I know that he has an encouraging word, and I know that he is here to strengthen someone on today. And again, we're going to talk about moving through the loss. We're going to talk about the love language that we have to be able to continue on, to make legacies that count so that God is pleased. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, Jr. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I want to thank you for that exhortation today. Very inspiring and very inspirational. You know, a father's role in the family is one is very, very, very pivotal. A father is a leader. He's called to be a leader, a protector for the family, and gives an example of Christ, love being toward the children, mother, and he's also to be strong in faith. And being the children, and bring the children up, knowing what's right and what's wrong. A lot of times, when we, as kids, we don't quite understand the role of a father. We think he just goes to work and come back home, eat, and go to bed, and start all over again. But the role of a father is very structural for the children, so they can learn, first of all, who they are, who they can become, and then also learn what's right and what's wrong. Also, he should love his wife, just as Christ loved and gave himself up to her, make the holy and cleansing our body, washing in the blood through the word. And to present her to himself, a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish or blameless. In the same way, husbands are to love their own body. Should love himself after all. No one
So tell me this, in talking about that, here's the thing. We've been blessed to be spiritual parents to a lot of young people. Whether they've been in the neighborhood, they've been somewhere in their lives, that they need structure, they need guidance. So is fatherhood just limited to a home that you're raised in, or can you be an example to someone that is not in your own home?
Fatherhood can be an example in the school district. Fatherhood can be an example in different sports authorities. So there's numerous ways to be a father, as a role as a father. Leadership and teaching each other how to be strong young men and women in the faith. No matter what, things are going to come. Children are going to be disruptive. But you have to know as a father that you, God placed you in that role to be in control of that family.
And even when you're mentoring, you know, when someone trusts you with their life, you have the ability and authority to be able to speak into their lives. So it's important that when you said the schools, the neighborhoods, you know, all of those things we've experienced, because sometimes they don't know what a father is. So when you show up in the life of a godly man as a father, what should someone see that is a godly man versus just a man in the world that is a father?
Well, I think, first of all, respect for the wife and the role of the wife, and to respect the church as a whole, a body, as well as respecting just one another, each other in the household. Everybody should have the same measure of respect. You should always show love. You should always say thank you. I appreciate this or I appreciate that. And respect one another's time and space, and as well as just continue to show love in every aspect of one another.
So let me ask you this, when it comes to discipline, do we discipline, how do we discipline? Because we have a lot of people who discipline in one aspect, they may believe in certain methods of discipline. But when it comes to God and it comes to us as Christians, as a godly father, the measurements of discipline should be in prayer and other roles. What other things is a godly father to do before them besides the respect, besides the love in his prayer life? What about the word? How important is that for our godly father?
I think the word should be shared every day with the family, night and before they go off to school or whatever, and as well as discipline is a part of love. You know, if you don't have discipline, the kids will get ruly and think that just doing anything, any kind of way is right. So you have to have some discipline in knowing what's right and what's wrong. And discipline comes with territory. I'm not saying necessarily beat your children and knock them upside the head and break out the leather strap and all that type of stuff, but sometimes you can talk to your children without even having to spread the rod.
And I look at that the way God does us, you know. He's our Heavenly Father, and we mirror that relationship in the earth. Let's talk about loss and moving forward. So both our dads are gone, and I know for you it was a very, very, very traumatic time for you. Right after then, you had your stroke, and quite a few things occurred in your life. But can you talk about the healing aspect of the love, because of the love that you had for your father, the healing aspect of how God brought you through that and what he's doing for you today?
Well, I don't know if I've totally healed in some aspects, but I know God is still doing some things with me in my life. Healing sometimes don't come overnight. And although my dad's probably been gone for 2 years or so, I still have some issues with him being gone, because there's the only male role that I knew as a father figure in my life, you know. So I respected him very highly, you know. You know, some kids, when they come up, they disrespect their dads, they cuss in front of their dads, they drink in front of their dads, all those different things. I had so much respect for my dad. I was afraid to do any of those type of things in front of him. So I thank God for just the respect in that aspect. I couldn't do drink in front of him, alcohol, and none of that type of stuff. So I thank God that he brought, even though he done some things that was not pleasing, but I grew the respect to not do those things in front of him. And so I thank God for the honor for that, because it has brought me today to learn to respect fathers in a different whole together, different aspect. Even with my situation with my stroke, I had to really think about for a long period of time what happened to me or what I went through. And Satan tried to deter me and put me in this depressed mode and all these different things. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that knows who is a true and living Savior. And to know that we're going to go through things, but you can't stay there. And I thank God that he didn't leave me there, but I'm still growing in the aspect of knowing that one day I want to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to do that, I have to be saved. I have to treat my neighbors right. I have to respect my wife. I have to respect my children. I have to respect even my enemies. Amen.
And that's important because a lot of times we think it's so much easier to love those we love. But Jesus loved his enemies. He taught us to pray for those that despitefully misuse you. And that's why my heart is so heavy today. I want somebody that really has not given their life to be able to forgive, because time is of the essence, right? And we never know. And we don't want to be in a position where we thought, oh, well, if I had more time, and if I, you know, when my dad was passing, it was a great honor to serve him, but more so to know that as a daughter coming up, I strive to live right, upright, to be all that I could be. Listen, you have an ability to let your light so shine. And I want to encourage you to let your light so shine that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He never said it was going to be easy. He never told us that when we go through things that we wouldn't fall or we wouldn't have issues or we wouldn't. I'm so glad that when we fall, we got a daddy's arm we can run to. I'm so glad that when we go through things that we don't have to be in that thing by ourselves. And listen, you can call him 24/7. You can call on him when it seems like there's no one else to call, and he will answer you because he loves you and he cares about you. He'll never forget about you. And if you trust in him and if you believe him and if you thank him in advance, he's going to show up and show out. Now, I'm not going to tell you things can happen right away. Sometimes it takes time. I've seen time go by, and some things took longer than others. But one thing I know is he answers prayer. I want you to be assured today that the Lord will answer your prayer. I want you to be assured today that you can be all that you need to be. For every father listening, I am praying that God will give you your heart's desire to be honored on today and throughout this weekend, and that you will find that place of peace and resolvement. And if you haven't lived the life that you needed to live before your children, that you make a decision that you will get it right, that you will make a difference, that you will do the things that needs to be done. So healing can begin in the family, because one thing about the enemy, he can't stop love. Love is the most powerful weapon you can have. It's not just something you're going to say. It's an action word, okay? Have you ever had to show up somewhere you really didn't want to go, but you know if you showed up, God would meet you there, and he would get the glory out of the situation? I want you to know he's still working on it today. He's still making a way out of no way. He's still showing himself mighty and strong, and he won't forget about what your needs are. I need you to hear this today, that he loves you and he's concerned about you on today. He wants to give you what it is that is needed in your life, what it is that he can do to strengthen you and to help you. And listen, I'm going to encourage you. Maybe your father may or may not be living, but maybe there's a neighbor. Maybe there is someone in your church. Maybe there is someone close to you that you need to get a card or you need to honor them. Sometimes you'd be surprised. Some people may have not been honored. But I need you to pray and ask God for who it is you need to honor on this weekend. Ask God what it is that you want him to do in the life of that individual. Put him on your heart. Put them on your mind. Don't just be in a position of saying, I love them. And, you know, happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, but there's no fruit. There's no gifts. There's no love. Let's stop that. Let's give love. Let's give honor. Let's give gifts. Let's show them how much we care. Because believe me, it makes a big difference. When you think about who it is that you are to honor on this weekend, who is it that God would put on your heart? And if your father is living, I need you to choose somebody else as well, someone that has impacted your life, that has been there for you, that has given you strength in the midst of all you've gone through, and that will make a way out of no way and give you the peace you need to make it through. Will you do that for us on today? Be kind, be loving, be strong enough to allow God to touch that life. Husband, can you encourage someone that may or may not have gotten to this place where they understand the importance of honor, the importance of love?
I just wanted to read this scripture, Joshua 1:9. It reads, have I not commanded you, be strong and courage. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. To know that no matter what the circumstances is, situation is, no matter things get thick, no matter the storm comes, no matter it rains or pours, no matter the floods coming up, to know that God is there with you, to be encouraged, to know that this too shall pass, and to know that God has got your back. Don't be afraid. Be like Moses, when he was told to go do something, he was afraid. He was had some things to do and all those things, but he knew that he had to fulfill that journey and had to go through that journey that God was taking him through. I can remember when I was in the service and was first got into service, I didn't even know what the heck I got myself into. But I trusted God to know that he was going to carry me through, and that that's exactly what he did. Now, don't get me wrong. I had some issues. I had some problems, some situations, but he was still right there with me through it all. I learned to trust in Jesus. I put all my faith in him and went through those things.
Yes, God. Yes, God. And he didn't fail you.
Right.
He was with you the whole time.
Man.
And that's what he'll do for you. We are no respecter. God is no respecter of persons. He will be there for us all. He knows exactly what it means for us to be able to have the right spirit and the right mindset to follow his will and his way. And just trust in him and know that he won't fail you. He will not fail you. We are living witnesses that he will not fail you. So we pray that you will be encouraged, you will be strengthened, you will be lifted up, and you will give God your all concerning this weekend. Find someone to bless. Find someone to encourage on this weekend. I want to say to all our spiritual children that are fathers, we love you. We're proud of you. We honor the work and the men that you are, that God is using you in a most awesome way, that you're good husbands, good fathers, that you stand for the gospel, and that you don't take down, that you will stand truly on what he says and how he does it. You have made a decision to continue on in the work of the Lord and to live your life in a most beautiful way, and we honor you on today. I want you to know that God is with you. He has always walked with you. He is showing up and showing out, and that's because of your love for him and the way you rule your house. I just thank God for each and every one of you. We pray that you may have spiritual children. You may have neighbors. You may have people that are a part of your life. Take the time to let them know how much you love them. Take the time to show them God's mercy, his grace, his love. He's doing so much in the lives of his people. Even when you don't think he's working, angels are on assignment, flapping their wings to get what you need because he cares that much. Did you hear that he was Jehovah Jireh, your provider? The word of God says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Don't worry. He's got you. Don't worry. He won't forget about you. Don't worry. He'll make it all right. I want to encourage you to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know he's going to be just what he said he'd be to you and your family. I am so grateful, husband, for you taking this time to come on and to share today about the heart of a father, the life of a father, the role of a father, the love of a father. And I honor you for the many roles that you have in the lives of so many, for the love that you've given and the heart that you just so unselfishly share. I appreciate you. I thank you for who you are and what you're doing, and that God will continue to bless you in your healing process, in your life, in your role as a father. I just thank God for you on today, and I thank you for sharing this time with us on today.
Amen. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here and to share and to encourage and to encourage others that God is a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a magnificent God. He can oversee and overthrow anything in this world that might come, that Satan might come and put at you. So to know that he's got your back, there's no failure in God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
There's no failure in God. So just lift your head up, stand strong, be strong, and walk tall, and know that God's going to take care of all of your needs as long as you're living and doing right before him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. We want to assure you that God is real. He is real. We know it for ourselves that he is real, and he's real to you as well. Listen, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate all June birthdays. May God bless you. We pray that the Lord will be with you, heal you, strengthen you, and cause his face to shine upon you. May God bless you on your birthdays. Maybe you've just gotten a new home. We send a shout out to our very own spiritual son and daughter, Randy and Emily. May God bless you on your new home. For Pastor Terrence and Lady Maisha, thank God for your business that is birthed. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. for all of you that are doing amazing things. We say God bless you and may he keep you in all that you are doing. I want to say maybe you graduated. We've had so many loved ones and spiritual daughters to graduate this year. We're super proud of you, praying that the Lord will continually direct you in all of the things that he is doing for you so that your lives can meet what God has designed for you to do. We thank God again for Nicole Glanson and for Lakeisha Bell. We thank God for you, asking God to continue to be with you, to lift you up, and to continue to give you direction on what it is he's calling you to do. Thank God for our spiritual daughter, Sheree. Thank you for your love, your prayers, for your just being who you are. We love you so very dearly. And I just want you to know, I give a shout out to our own visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. I thank you for believing in us. I thank you, oh God, that she has been doing a fabulous work for the kingdom of God and that she does it with excellence and she does it with fervor. And we say thank God for you. May God bless you and your family, our Elation family and the radio and magazine family. Listen, if you've experienced a loved one that has passed away or maybe your loved one is sick, we want you to know here at Just For You, we are praying for you. We are trusting God for the healing. We're trusting God for him to make the heart right in whatever you're going through. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. And we know that God will do what he promised he would do. We also want you to know that he is your provider. Trust him on today. Trust him on, I don't know who I'm talking to, but trust him on today. He is a heart fixer, a mind regulator, and I thank God for you. To our dear friend Daryl in L.A. and our cousin Natalia, thank God for you and your prayers. We love you so much. Continue to lift us up as we are lifting you up and cousin Desi there. We just want you to know we appreciate you and love you. Now, there are some unspoken requests I'm sure that we don't have. Again, we're asking you to honor someone outside your family or in addition to your family to just let them know the impact they've made on your life and let them know how much you appreciate what they've done and what a blessing that will be. I am praying that God will continue to lead, guide, and direct each and every one of you, that he will save, heal, and deliver, that he will show up and show out, and that someone will know that he is Lord. So God bless you. I am praying for your strength. I'm praying for your heart. I'm praying for your lives. And if you would like to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Facebook under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on LinkedIn, the same name, on IG, His Blessed Girl 7. Thank you again for all of your prayers, your congratulatories, your just sweetness in contacting. It makes a big difference. We thank you. We appreciate you, and we honor you. Thank God for every listener that listens every week. We really appreciate your time. We appreciate you being with us each and every week. We also want you to know that we will be praying out. We believe God. I am trusting him for great and marvelous things, not just for my husband and myself, but for you as well, that whatever you stand in need of, God is with you, and that he will make a way out of no way. So continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you hear and that you answer prayer. We thank you that you don't forget about one thing that will cause us to have a broken heart or not be able to function properly. You are in control. You are our Father. You are our Abba Father, and you look upon us with love, grace, and mercy, and we're thankful for that. We're asking, oh God, that you just open up the doors that need to be opened, close every door that needs to be closed, make a way out of no way, and show yourself mighty and strong in the lives of the listeners and in our personal lives, God. Whatever we stand in need of, we thank you that according to Philippians 4:19, you have already made a way out of no way. We pray, oh God, for every family experiencing bereavement, God, that you will go and that you will put your arms around the family members. Let them know how much you love them and that you care about them and that you never, ever will make a mistake in their care of caring for them. I thank you for it right now, oh God. I pray, God, there might be someone waiting on a job. Would you open up the portals, oh God, that that job will come to them with more than enough money, with benefits and everything they need, oh God, that they will have more than enough, oh God, that they won't be left wondering what they should do. I pray, oh God, for every unspoken request that you will take care of those as well. And we will glorify you forevermore. You are Alpha and Omega. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I also want you to know if you are in need of food, utility assistance, please look up Urban League St. Louis, Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.org. Or you can look up the United Way, and that's usually 211 when you dial it in this area, and they will be able to lead you to resources for things that you may need. May God bless you. May you have a wonderful and beautiful weekend this weekend. May you have joy and peace and all those things that the Lord promised that your weekend will be blessed and highly favored. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Meet us here on Wednesdays at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Time on Elation Radio for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Wednesdays. We're looking forward to you joining us again, and have a very blessed and beautiful night. God bless. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody, if you know you've been redeemed and the Son has set you free, you are open up your mouth and give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that's due his name. Because you deserve it.
Is my song.
salvation is my song to sing. I am free. You ought to open your mouth and say,